Yadua that both the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Yonah write that there's a chiyuv tshuva on Yom HaKippur. Rambam in Perek Beis Michos Tshuva Alof Azayin Yom HaKippur Muzman Tshuva Lakol Layokid Ulevavim Vuhu Keitz Mechilu Uslich LeYisrael Vifuch HaYom HaKol Asos Tshuva Ulehisvados BeYom HaKippur. Rabbeinu Yonah twice Amru Razal Desho Hashem Bimatzol Elo Asara Yonah Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim Shah Hashem Darach HaChamishim Umetzis Hasei Min HaTorah Lohoya Odom Esvuchu Lachzor B'tshuva B'Yom HaKippurim Shneema Mikocha Tosecha Nefnei Hashem Titorim. And then he says it more elaborately at the very end. He asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Yuma has the Chiluke Kapara, Esei, Los Asei, Chaburos, Kul Hashem. And what emerges is that Yom Kippur, even with Tshuva, is not Mechaper and all Averos. Krisos and Mrs. Bezdin is Tshuva V'Yom HaKippurim Tolem and only Yisurim afterwards Memarkin. So says that Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of Shah Revi Yeshayla V'alokosov Mikol HaTosech HaMethnei Hashem Titaru. So that's what the Pasuk promise us, that will be granted atonement for all our veros. So how do we reconcile that with Yabo Chilukei Kapara and the Gemara and Yuma? It's not a haftoch, it's a chiyuv, it's an imperative. Shenachapes dochenu v'nachkoro v'nashuva el Hashem v'yom ha-kipurim. V'afal pi sheneschayavnu al zeh v'chol eis, ha-chiyuv nosav v'yom ha-kipurim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, even though there's a chiyuv to do tshuva a whole year, there's an added element to that chiyuv on Yom Kippur. But he doesn't make too clear what that element is. And Be'emes, the Haggadah, primarily, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah with you. It would seem that the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah are not saying the same, even though they both emphasize the chiyuv tshuva on Yom Kippur. The Rambam doesn't state explicitly what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. That addendum of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that even though there's a chiyuv all year, but there's a chiyuv nosaf, there's an added element of a chiyuv on Yom Kippur, the Rambam doesn't say that. So in the Rambam, so we once discussed on a different occasion, that perhaps the pshat in the Rambam is as follows. Everyone discusses the kasha of that the Rambam seems to give contrary indications as to what the mitzvah is, whether the mitzvah is vigli, whether the mitzvah is tshuva. In the heading of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam says, mitzvah sesei achas v'husha yoshev achote mecheto v'pnei Hashem v'yisvada, which implies that tshuva is the mitzvah, and vigli is a detail within the mitzvah. And then in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam describes for mitzvah shabbatorah, and here the impression you get is that if a person is doing tshuva, so then there's a chiyuv vidui, but the mitzvah is really vidui. That's the old and famous kasha in the Rambam. So the MS, in this halacha which we just read, Halacha Zayin, also seems to underscore that there's a chiyuv tshuva, consistent with the heading, inconsistent l'chora with Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. But the Rambam here in Halacha Zayin, as to why there's a chiyuv, especially in Yom Kippur, is also not clear. It's also not clear. The fact that Yom Kippur is man tshuva l'chol, so he just said in Halacha Vav here in Perek Beis, that afal pi shehatshuva v'hatzo'aka yotra l'olam, ועשר הים שבין ראש השנה ויום הכיפורים היות וביוסר ומסקבל עשי מיד שנם הדשו השם בימוצא. So, Yom Kippur is not unique in terms of being a Zman Tshuva. It's not unique over the other 9 days of Asar Yom Tshuva. So, what is its uniqueness that on Yom Kippur there's a chiv to do Tshuva, Masha and Cain, on Asar Yom Tshuva there's a golden opportunity, but it's not a chiyuv. But on Yom Kippur, it's not just an opportunity, but it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. So the one suggested that maybe the pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that tak of the mitzvah is tshuva. The mitzvah is tshuva. Sheyoshev achotim ekad l'chnei Hashem v'yizvadim. L'ficha chayov makol lasos tshuva l'zvadus v'yam ha-kipur. Elamai, the Rambam holds, when is there a chiyuv to the tshuva? The chiyuv to the tshuva is when you're presented with a mechaper on the aveira, so then that's mechayiv you right now. You can't wait a second longer. You can't wait a minute longer. Right now you're mechuyiv to do tshuva. Oh, so very good. So the Rambam says, stam azai, a person does an aveira, he doesn't have a chiyuv tshuva yet. There's no mechaper. He begins to initiate tshuva. Kishayasa tshuva v'yoshev v'cheto. So he's doing tshuva. Tshuva is mechaperes, though a tshuva shizdonos nasos kishkogos shizdonos nasos kishuyos. Tshuva is coming to be mechaper. So now he's chayev to say vidoy. He's chayev to complete the tshuva and to say vidoy. V'chein, that's what the Rambam continues here in Halacha Aleph. V'chein bali chatoz v'ashamos fe'esha mevi'in kovin osein al shikigosan ein miskavel ha'em v'kavonon ad shiyasu tshuva. So there's a lack of parallelism here. He should have said ein miskavel lahen ad shiyizvadu. Elamai, the Teretz is, it's very meduyuk in the Rambam. V'chein bali chatoz v'ashamos, what are you doing? You're bringing a kovin chatos, you're bringing a kovin osham, which is mechaper. So now you take a mechuyev in tshuva. Now you don't need to begin the tshuva to be a catalyst to be mechayev you and vidur, but pakeret, it's the presence of the mechaper, of a korban chatos, which is mechayev you in tshuva. So now the Rambam says, v'chein ba'alei chatos v'ashamos, ein miskabel ha'megavon ad shiyasu tshuva, now they're chayev in tshuva, because the presence of a mechaper is what triggers the chiyev tshuva. And that's why the Rambam, that's what explains the Rambam here, Lagabe Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, whose man tshuva l'kol is not unique, because the other 9 days of Aseres Yom Tshuva also are also zman tshuva. But Yom Kippur is also takes mechila uslicha liYisrael, i.e. itzuma shel yom mechaper. Yom Kippur is a mechaper. The same way bringing a korban chatos is a mechaper. Oh, so if you have the presence of a mechaper, so that's mechayev l'ficha chayov makol lasos tshuva. So that's why in Canaan, Dvarim Eilat, so that's why in the Rambam, it's not really so clear that the chiyuv tshuva of Yom Kippur is different. No, what's unique about Yom Kippur is that all year, if a person wants to wait, so he's lacking the mechayev of tshuva. He's lacking the mechayev of tshuva. If he's not bringing a korban chatos, if he's not bringing a korban osham, or something like that, if there's no mechaper, so the chiyuv tshuva hasn't been chal. What happens in Yom Kippur, because itzumo shel yom mechaper, because you have a mechaper, that's the mechayev of tshuva of Yom Kippur. But that's clearly not the pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah. That's clearly not the pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah clearly holds, no. The chiyuv tshuva all year long doesn't have to be triggered by the presence of a mechaper. It doesn't have to be triggered by the presence of a mechaper. So there is a chiyuv tshuva all year long. So now the Rabbeinu Yonah says, so what's added by the Lifnei Hashem Titov Yom Kippur, so that's what he says, it must be that the Chiyuv Tshuva is more encompassing. That there's Hachiyuv Nosaf for Yom HaKippur. Shaila is, what is Nosaf exactly? What is this added dimensional element to the Chiyuv Tshuva? So there are many answers, all of which are true. We only have time to mention a couple. In Dumani, that in Tachat Yitzchak, Kuttner says that's, I think so, I haven't seen it for one, but I think this is what he says. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah continues to say, the Hatat, Mitzvah Esei al Hashuva, Shemachapes Drachenu, V'nachtor V'nashuva El Hashem V'yom HaKippur. That all year long, if a person is aware of Chait, so then he's chayav to the tshuva. If the person is aware that he spoke lashon hara, if the person is aware that he didn't daven with proper kavana, if the person is aware that he was nechshal in chayav of kas, so that awareness is mechayav to the tshuva. But on Yom Kippur, a person is mechuyav to be memashmesh and mefashpesh, and try to uncover averos which prior to this he may have been unaware of. He has to examine and look, maybe in speaking to a friend, so maybe he didn't speak carefully enough, and somehow or other he was pogeya in the kavan. So kol yomos hashana, if you're aware of it, you have to do tshuva. Yom Kippur, you have to be memashmesh and mefashpesh to look for averos which hitherto you were unaware of. That's what Kundumani, what Rafutna says in Tachat Yitzchak. And perhaps the pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah is as follows. Ben Abachya says in Chovos Halvavos, in discussing tshuva, so he says in describing Hasidim, so Ben Abachya says that as they advance and grow spiritually in Avodas Hashem, and as they come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, so not only do they do tshuva on averos, but they do tshuva on their mitzvahs. They do tshuva on their mitzvahs. That when a person's at a certain stage of development and advancement, if he learns 6 hours a day, at the stage he's at, so he perceives that as a tremendous accomplishment. Then he continues, he betters himself, he advances in his Avodas Hashem, and now senses that he has the capacity, that he's always had the capacity for 7, for 8 hours a day. So now not only is he doing tshuva, in Parashat Esrei, without any Hesach Hadas, would consider it gewaldic. But then later, a person can attain a madrega. You say a whole Shemoneh Esrei without Hesach Hadas, but even so, the kavana was a superficial kavana. You never forgot that you were only b'fnei Hashem, but it wasn't b'reses or b'odah. They say that the Baruch Berak Shmuel used to stutter every time he said the Shem Hashem. Didn't stutter the rest of the time. Every time he said the Shem Hashem, the Moreh Shamayim that he felt in Es Hashem Elokech Ativa, which is the Gemara in Shmuel says, the Isser for saying Shem Shamayim, the Vatoma. So anytime he said Shem Hashem, he would stutter. That's what people tell. So presumably, if one would reach that madrega of the Vikashmo, So then one would look back on this, what earlier was perceived as a perfect tefila, and one would do tefila on that. And that's what Rabbi Balkin describes, that a person, as he advances, is constantly now revising and now is doing tshuva on his mitzvahs. He's doing tshuva and he realizes what was lacking in his mitzvahs. He's doing tshuva. A person begins, he does tshuva on aveiros. He, rachmana litzlan, he overslept and he missed out zman kriya shma. He ate something which he shouldn't have eaten. And later, as a person progresses, no, he's doing tshuva on a Shmon Esrei in which he wasn't Masir Atas, as he advances. So what's the Yisod? As a person advances, as his station, spiritual station, changes, so too does his perception. And in Mela, he uncovers more and more areas in which his avoda was incomplete. So we know. So now according to Rabbeinu Yom, Pshat is like this. Lishnei Hashem, so it sounds like this, the Mechayev in Tshuva on Yom Kippur, according to the Rebbeinu Yonah, so we said according to the Rambam, perhaps the Pshat is the Mechayev, is that Yom Kippur is a Mechaper, and that in presence of a Mechaper is a Chiyuv Tshuva. According to the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Mechayev of Tshuva on Yom Kippur is the fact that a person is Lifnei Hashem. The fact that in a more intensive way than Kol Yemos HaShana, and even different than the Bechina of Lifnei Hashem on Regalim, that a person is only Lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur, so we know that the closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more exacting and demanding the standards are. The Sviv of Nisar HaMa'od, Lamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Midakek and Tzadik and Kuchot HaSayim. Ramban al Torah, of course, the Medrash, that Lo Saki Eschem Oretz, B'Tamachem Osot, Kasher Kor, Sagai Shel Efnechem, that it's Eino Dome, a person who sins B'Paltarim Shel Melech, to a person who sins outside of the Paltarim Shel Melech, outside of the person who disobeys the king on the palatial grounds, it's much more of the Averio than a person who violates the royal decree 500 miles away. It's much more of a chutzpah. So the more Lifnei Hashem there is, as in Eretz Yisrael, Paltarim Shel Melech, as in a person who's a tzaddik, so the more exacting the standards are. So Kondra Ben Yom, so that's the pshat. The Mechayiv is on Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, so we're all in such a madrega, more distant, more remote from the Shechina. Comes Yom Kippur and we find ourselves Lifnei Hashem. We find ourselves Lifnei Hashem. So that's Mechayev, that's Mechayev. So now we have to hold ourselves to more exacting standards. So what's this Chadesh over here? So Erev Yom Kippur, I looked at my Shmon Esrei and I saw, oh, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't Masiyah Das and Ovos and I was Yotzei Tvila B'diyevet. Baruch Hashem, so I'm not doing Tshuva for that. I'm busy doing tshuva for my Lashon Hara and Kayot Tzevoza. My whole shopping list. Comes Yom Kippur, the Mechayiv of Lifnei Hashem, all of a sudden the person finds himself Lifnei Hashem, meaning that you now have to be, on Yom Kippur you have to make yourself worthy of Lifnei Hashem. That's the pshat in the Chi of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. You're Lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur. So that's Mechayiv in Titaru. You have to make yourself worthy and appropriate to be Lifnei Hashem. That's the Mechayiv of the Tshuva Yom Kippur. So how does that different, and what does that encompass that the Chiyuv Tshuva all year does? The Chiyuv Tshuva all year, a person just does Tshuva on his level. Like the Rebbeinu Bachris Yisod Mecholos Alvavos. A person does Tshuva on his level. On my level, so if I say Shmon Esrei, if I say Bikas Avos without being Masir Das and I'm Yotze, so it makes you day. It makes you day. Comes Yom Kippur, so the Chiyuv is Lifnei Hashem. Now you're Lifnei Hashem. So now you have to hold yourself to higher standards. So on Erev Yom Kippur, so maybe you were only doing Tshuva. Kol Yimos Hashana, the Chiyuv Tshuva maybe was only on Averus Hayiduos, or on Chesronos, on shortcomings that you, Ba'asher, Husham, sends. Kam Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem, you've been elevated. You've been elevated, you're closer to the Shekhinah, so titaru. You have to make yourself worthy of that. You're now begadir svivav. You're now closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mechayiv and Tshuva. So therefore the Tshuva automatically, it's not just that you're going to be mefashpesh and mamashpesh in the sense of thinking and reanalyzing things that you've done. It's not only that, but it's you're going to do it by holding yourself to a different standard. It's not just the chapter in Yom Kippur, you have to be mefashpesh and mamashmesh to uncover chatoim, but you're doing it by holding yourself to a different standard. Because the chiyuv is lifnei Hashem, the mechayev of Yom Kippur and tshuva is that since you're lifnei Hashem, so memele titaru, if you're lifnei Hashem, so you can't be content with Ashmona Esrei, with Baruch Hashem, you had Kavona just through Bikas Avos. No! Now you're Lifnei Hashem. Now you're in, like, the same way, now that you're in Paltarim Shel Melech, you have to hold yourself to a different standard. That automatically is Mechayim and Tshuva. Because the very minute you hold yourself to that higher standard, so now the Chippus and Mishmush will uncover what you wouldn't have uncovered in Erev Yom Kippur. And that's the Chiyuv Tshuva of Yom Kippur. So, the Naskana, so emerges according to Avinu Yonah, that to properly be Mekayeh, Lifnei Hashem Titaru on Yom Kippur, so it means that a person has to walk away after Ne'ilah different than he came into Kol Nidre. By other mitzvahs, so you walk away from the sukkah, so you're usually a little full of them when you went into the sukkah. You went into the sukkah hungry and you come out of the sukkah full of them. You have a good meal under your belt. That's the main difference between when we take a before and after picture. That's going to be the main difference. And Kayotzei was there on the simplest level. Not Chas V'Shalom implying that there aren't other levels. On the simplest level, that's what holds true for other mitzvahs. That they don't keep it. No, the mitzvah gufa is, if you don't elevate yourself, if we don't succeed in walking away from Yom Kippur, different, by now having climbed at least one rung higher, so that our standards are higher. And the Mela, that's why we had a Chiyuv Tshuva on Yom Kippur, even though there was a Chiyuv Tshuva all year. It was a Chiyuv Tshuva to do on Averus Yiduos all year. But the point is, once we hold ourselves to that higher standard, so all of a sudden, so many more Averus come up from behind the bushes. So if we don't walk away after Ne'ilah, different, not just having done a mitzvah, but if we don't walk away different and changed after Ne'ilah, then we went into Kol Nidre, so we haven't been Mekayim, the Lifnei Hashem Titaru. The Halavai.